Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Exodus chapter 37, verse 9. The cherubim spread out their wings above, overshadowing the mercy seat with their wings, with their faces one to another, toward the mercy seat were the faces of the cherubim. We have seen this before in Exodus, talked about our need for God's mercy in Christ and others' need for God's mercy in Christ, and prayed for others to know and receive God's mercy. But as we come to it today in Exodus 37, my mind, my heart are drawn specifically even beyond our need for mercy and salvation, which is huge, fundamental, foundational. I just was thinking about my need for mercy in my life today in fresh ways that I need that are different than yesterday. I think about God's promise in His Word that His mercies are new every morning. And I think about new circumstances in my life that cause need for new mercy, new challenges, new temptations that cause need for new mercy. Think about my own life and then in the lives of others who are listening to this. Like, where do you need mercy today? Where do you need help from God? Where do you need His gracious hand to reach down and meet your need in a way that might be different than yesterday or a week ago or a month ago? Like, every day we need just mercy from God in Christ. That's what salvation is built on. We need the gospel every day, the good news that God has made a way for our sins to be covered. So we need that every day. But then just in special, unique, even ways, we need mercy on a daily basis. So I would just encourage you to think about what's going on in your life right now and think, where do you need mercy? And just to ask God for it, to come to Him for it. That's the picture here in Exodus. His presence is pictured by this seat of mercy. So we pray, God, we are freshly in need today. I think about a couple things going on in my kids' lives, my parenting as a result. I think about some things going on in my life and work that I need wisdom for. I think about just needing physical mercy in a couple of specific ways. And I can only imagine, as others are praying right now, like the specific needs for mercy in their lives, in our lives together. So God, we pray for mercy right now in those specific ways. We come to You and we praise You that we find mercy waiting for us in You. Help, strength, grace, ready to shower down upon us. God, we receive it right now. We need Your mercy in our lives, in our marriages, for Your mercy. God, in our families, we pray for Your mercy. God, in our churches, have mercy, oh God, in specific ways that come to our minds, for our churches, for our community. God, have mercy in the communities and cities where we live. God, shower Your mercy, we pray. God, for the nations, we pray for Your mercy. Have mercy, oh God, among unreached people who have yet to hear the gospel. God, please rain down Your mercy on them. Show mercy to them, oh God. Don't let them continue without hearing the gospel. God, we pray for Your mercy. For Your mercy on the lost, on people around us who don't know Christ. We just pray for new mercies today. And we praise You that we get to do this today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day and all day long, for that matter, that we find mercy every time we come to You. All glory be to Your name for Your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.